Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Ethical Loophole by George Bartley from Indianapolis, Indiana, USA. When I was 6 and my sister was 3, my parents took us to Kinston, North Carolina to see my aunt. While we were there, we visited the Kinston City Park and their miniature amusement train. My father was fascinated by the setup. He was a railroad engineer, knew a great deal about amusement trains, and examined the train for hours. And he began a conversation with the owner that went on all afternoon, the kind of conversation that only two diehard railroad enthusiasts could have. After a while, he came to my mother and told her that he had just bought a train and he planned to install it in Gypsy Hill Park, the larger city park in Stanton, Virginia, the town where we lived. He told her that the Kinston owner wanted to sell the train and only wanted $20,000. My father added that he had seen similar models for 5 times as much. My mother was naturally horrified. $20,000? She said, "Glenn, that's more than our house cost." This was the 1950s. My father then asked my sister if he should buy it. We both jumped up and down. We thought this was the coolest thing ever. My mother said, "Well, this is against my better judgment. I will support your decision, but I don't agree with it at all." She later began driving the train after it was installed in Stanton and drove it until her death. Now, this was at a time when driving a train was something that Southern ladies just did not do. Over the years, she became known in Stanton as the Train Lady and was beloved by thousands of children. Now, when the train first arrived in Stanton, a crew of railroad workers installed the quarter-mile track in the city park. Children would ride the train and years later bring their own children, who would later bring their own children. When my father passed away, the flags in the city were flown at half-mast. Shortly before he died, I was talking with my father about the train, and he told me that while there was a separate city park for Afro-Americans in Stanton, Virginia during the 1950s, it definitely was not equal. But one of the stipulations that the city council of Stanton, who administered the parks, had before the train could be operated was that the train would not sell tickets to, using the terminology of the day, Negroes. And since there was only one policeman in Gypsy Hill Park, city council did not want him to spend all his time chasing Afro-Americans from the park. Well, my father was in an ethical quandary. He had spent all this money for the train. He needed to pay for it, and he wanted to keep it in Gypsy Hill Park, but he wanted to do the right thing. So my father went ahead and agreed with the very conservative city council. This was the South during the days of segregation. He was therefore allowed to keep the train in the city park and give enjoyment to thousands of children. You see, he never sold tickets to children who were Afro-Americans. He let them ride free. In a very real sense, because my father followed the rules of city council, he was able to integrate the park. Over the years, my father's actions have taught me that if you look very carefully and thoughtfully at the choices given you, it is so much easier to do the right thing.
A railroader, a railroader for me. If ever I'm merry in this wide world, a railroader's bride I'll be.
Now I would visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.